Well, hello, hello, guys, and you're listening to Beauty Bites with Dr. K, Secrets of a Plastic Surgeon. And today on the podcast, let's talk about motherhood and medicine. So Mother's Day is coming, and if you are someone who's in the medical field and you're worried about, can I be a mom? Will I ever be able to be a mom? Is there time in this career to be a mom? I just want to talk about that because I know as a woman and as a surgeon, it was always a question in the back of my head. I think when you're young, you know you want to have kids. At least I did. Not every person wants to have kids. But if you do, you feel it somewhere in your heart that in the future, at some point, you want to have kids. When I went into medical school, and also even just deciding if I wanted to be a doctor or not, that was a huge concern for me to figure out, like, can I be a mom and can I go into the medical profession simultaneously? Is it even something you can do feasibly together? And I just want to tell you guys that are out there going into nursing, pharmacy, you know, getting your medical assistant license and getting pre-med, pre-law, pre-whatever, becoming a doctor and going into medicine, it's all possible. I had really good role models in my life. So I am actually a third-generation woman physician. So my great-grandmother was a physician, like one of the only women in her class to be a physician. And that was in India, and that was many years ago. And that was very pioneering. And then my mom is a physician, and now I'm a physician. So my mom raised four kids. All four of us ended up being doctors. Amazing. So I've learned by example. And I've been surrounded by women who, in my residency, I was lucky to go to UCLA, head and neck surgery. In our residency, this is a very competitive residency, one of the top 10 in the country for head and neck surgery. And I was lucky to be surrounded by probably about 30% women. Definitely not 50-50, and definitely not as many women as I would have liked to see. But there were at least two professors ahead of me who had children, and one of my professors, Dr. Anita Newman, if you're listening, had four kids and was so accomplished. And I felt like she was really balancing it all and was a happy, nice, adjusted person. And then I had people in my residency program who had kids. So the women in the year ahead of me, the chief year, had all had one baby, and they were surviving and they looked like they were balancing. So I really thought I could handle it. So I just want to remind you guys that you need to think of a few things going into medicine. Number one, what's your age right now? If you are in your 20s, perfect. As you get to be about 25 to 30 is the ideal time to start kind of thinking about your fertility timeline, because it's not endless. And I think that modern life, everybody thinks they can put off having kids until everything is just right and organized just so in their life and the timing is right. Well, I'm going to tell you, there's never a good time and the timing will never be right. So you kind of have to just look at your options and think things through. You lose fertility starting in your 30s. So starting at age 30, 32 is where fertility for women starts to taper off. And I had my last child when I was 37 or 38, my fourth. And they told me I had advanced maternal age at my OB-GYN meetings and all of my appointments. So I was horrified to hear that 37, 38 is advanced maternal age. I think in this day and age, many people don't even settle down and get married till they're like 33, 35, 40. So if you're a woman, just remember you have a clock, you have a timeline. Eggs lose fertility and they also develop more mutations as you enter your 30s and definitely by your late 30s. Think about the option of freezing your eggs, because nobody talks about that enough, but it is possible to take some shots that mature your eggs to the point that they are viable and collect and harvest those eggs and now freeze them and store them. So you just don't have to worry. If you're someone who's single and you haven't found the right person and you feel the clock is ticking, just take the pressure off yourself and get your eggs frozen. And there are really great specialists out there, and we've already had many case reports of successful babies being born from these frozen eggs without any abnormalities. So think about using modern technology to really take the stress off of yourself with egg freezing. Think also about, like, you know, getting married at an earlier age, or getting, you don't have to be married to have kids, of course, but think about fertility early, because I think your body really handles it well and bounces back amazingly if you're pregnant in any time in your 20s to, you know, from 20 to 30, those are the ideal fertility age times. And your body takes a beating every time it has a baby. People like to make it sound all rosy and wonderful, but it's not the same body anymore. Your joints spread, your feet get a little wider, your hips get a little wider. All of your body fat proportions change, and definitely the boobs sag a little. You get some stretch marks. So it's not only that your body changes cosmetically and age-wise a little bit for the worse, but it's also just that the physical toll in terms of sleep, stress, multitasking, and just in terms of, like, you know, the overall, like, amount of nourishment that has to come out of your body to create a little creature and then to nurse that little creature, it's quite a lot. So having your babies between the 20s and 30s is kind of ideal. And if you're waiting till you're 30 to 40, just remember to stay physically fit, to work out, to get your stamina up. And if you're having them above and after 40, it's also possible, it's been reported into the 50s, but just remember you're going to be one poor, tired, exhausted girl. Because I tell you, with each successive pregnancy, it was harder and a little more tiring. But very doable. It's all so fully worth it for the joy of, like, that soft baby smell and, you know, the moment they're born, like the most pure moment of happiness you'll ever experience in life. So it's just such a wonderful thing to be a mom. And it's also just the most brutal, difficult, demanding job that you'll ever have to do, and the most important job that you'll ever have to do. So that's one of my big tips, is freeze your eggs so you don't have to worry about your timing of fertility. Have babies at a younger age if possible, because physically your body is tolerating it better and can bounce back better. And then also think about finding a mate at a younger age, just because I think as we get older in life, and as I get older, I think backwards to who I was. And I feel like I was very idealistic and looked for a person who is like my dreamy ideal. And as you get to be a little older, become more hardened, more filled with cynicism and sarcasm, and just less tolerant of people and their habits. And so one thing I think was nice is to, like, look for that starry-eyed, romantic, idealistic love. And sometimes you find that early in life. Sometimes you find it later, but always strive for that, because think about when you're picking your person, are they a person who's going to be the best possible spouse, whether it's a man or a woman, or, you know, whatever sexuality you declare yourself as. But you want someone, think about what you would want as a best partner for a parent, because actually that means that they'll be a really good person long term. I also just want to recommend that you not feel guilt, because this is a very common theme in our profession, and our society demands that women should be everything to everybody. You got to be the sex pot for your husband. You got to be like the nurturing Martha Stewart who runs the home, and then you got to be the boss girl at work. And it's exhausting, and you can't do it all. I'm going to just tell you that little secret. You can't do it all right every day and all on the same day. It's hard to get that whole combo going every day on the same day. There'll be days where I'm amazing at work, and then there'll be days where I'm the best mom ever, and then there are days where, like, I'm so romantic and nice to my husband. And he's going to say, no, that never happens. But those days don't always coincide, and I just want to remind you to not feel guilty about it. You have to just be the best person that you can be, and you have to work hard and achieve your goals. And please don't feel guilted by the fact that you're taking time away from your precious child to come to work and to earn your degree and to go through a residency program or to go through a training program, to go to nursing school, to go into these professions that are so difficult to even get into. You have come this far. If you've made it into a program where you're trying to be in medicine, that's a big, huge, amazing feat that you got in. And then you have to maximize your time growing and developing your brain power in your profession while you are young. You want the maximum amount of education from the highest pedigreed place that you can find when you're young. As you get older and busier, it's difficult to study. It's so hard to sit and concentrate and focus as you're older and when you have kids already in your life. So you really want to do that early. And don't feel that the time that you spend at work is time that your child is robbed of. Because let me tell you, when babies are little, all they really need is a warm, nurturing, loving, wonderful person to be with them. And it doesn't matter if that's you, grandma, or a nanny. It just really needs to be a nurturing, warm person. Kids do not remember a lot. They don't. It's just the way life is. When they get to be, you know, in their 6, 8, 10 years old, that's when very important bonds are created. I would say 3 to 5 is very important for teaching reading and early basics of education. 6, 8, and 10, those are the years where you really need to work on, you know, habit forming and teaching them to do things right, being a good person of character. Then teenage years, of course, are all about character formation and enforcing the need to work hard and also making people be true to what they say they're going to do. So remember, if you have young children, don't feel guilty. Let them be with a good, loving caregiver and go do your thing. And when you come home, and as your kids are older, when they're teenagers, they're going to see the type of work that you do, the type of person that you are, and they learn by actions and words and experience. So when they see you getting up early, working hard, coming home late, they learn the importance of drive and ambition. So it's your actions that are going to teach your children, and nothing's going to damage them. My parents worked really hard, and we came home from school, and there were no parents at home, and I was not like a latchkey kid who was suffering. I mean, it made me a very accomplished kid. Like, I learned how to cook. I had responsibilities at home. I had to take care of siblings. We had to help tidy up the house. We had family rules. We had family responsibilities. So don't coddle your children. Make them pitch in the household. Make sure you understand that all the hard work you do, they're going to learn by watching your example. And those are my main tips for being a mom. Take the pressure off. Don't feel like you have to be everything to everybody, but be true to yourself. And most important, think about that young idealistic person you were when you were like 15 or 16, and you thought the world could be yours, and you were like, I'm going to someday be this, and I'm going to be a doctor. I'm going to be a surgeon someday. Like, remember that girl and be true to that girl, because it's easy to become distracted and let society tell you what's important, and then you may never reach your happiness. So for all of you moms out there, I just want to wish you a very, very happy Mother's Day. And for my mom, thank you so much for raising me right and making me the woman that I am today. I love and respect you so much and can't imagine being half the woman I am without everything you taught me. So from my heart to yours, happy Mother's Day to all you working moms out there and all you non-working moms out there. Remember, women in medicine, challenges are insurmountable unless you have confidence and the attitude to defeat them. And I know that you guys are all going to get satisfaction from a job well done. Raise your children by performing, doing the job that's your calling, and setting good examples. That's it for now, ladies. Stay beautiful. Be strong women in medicine. Love you.